WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dangerous winter weather stretching across much of the country, with more on the storm that stretched across most of the states. Here's ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
At least five fatalities in the storm zone. Falling trees killed two people near Atlanta, Georgia, including a 78-year-old man crushed while he was driving. And one person dead and two critically injured in Claremont, North Carolina. The state hammered by the brutal storm. Parts of Winston-Salem submerged. In South Carolina, a twister wreaking havoc in the city of Bamberg. Piles of bricks littering the streets. Harriet Coker's roof is ruined.
There's still a lot of damage. It's going to be a long cleanup.
State of Iowa, where the presidential race officially kicks off next Monday, with caucuses getting snow, ice, and wind. The temperature expected to hover around zero on caucus day. Sources say that former President Donald Trump is insisting he will deliver part of the closing statements himself in his civil fraud case tomorrow. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After running deficits over the past several years, Sauk County is looking for a buyer for the Sauk County Healthcare Center nursing home in Reedsburg. After much deliberation among county board members and speakers who advocated for and against the move, the board approved a measure to issue a request for proposals that markets the nursing home under nine conditions. The board passed the measure in a 22-7 vote after a measure to table the resolution until March was voted down. According to county data, the county's ownership of the home has cost taxpayers more than $17 million since 2018. Those board members supporting the resolution pointed out to how the county would not be able to expand the long-term care continuum at the facility without raising taxes. Possible privatization of the Sauk County Health Care Center has been discussed since 2018, and the approved resolution was introduced by the county's property committee after its December 6th meeting. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 30 for a high. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. More snow this evening. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down late tonight. Our low 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29, with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. Do you need help with back taxes? Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Like a video, bam. Demolition one, can I be your man? 90s and more.
So 99.7 Max FM.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now.
Everybody, Backstreet's back. There's the Backstreet Boys. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7. It's nice that they knew the name of their own band and their song and all of that.
Yeah, that
and
helps
they
could, usually.
It incorporated nicely into one title. We won't get into the Backstreet Boys versus the NSYNC debate, though, this morning. I feel like everybody's still too up in arms over the snowstorm to get that passionate yet today.
It's a winter wonderland, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, and there's more snow on the way. I mean, we're going to take out what we're going to get later tonight, maybe about an inch or so. That's this afternoon into this evening. But then it looks like Friday night into Saturday, we've got a lot more measurable snow on the way. So dig yourself out, get things cleared up, don't put the snowblower away, keep the gas in it, because you're probably going to need it again in just a couple of days, unfortunately. Now, before we jump in here this morning, I do want to go down the school delay and closing list, just in case you're wondering what's going on with your school. There haven't really been any changes since some of these schools made announcements last night. But Adams Friendship schools are closed today. Baraboo Public Schools are starting 2 hours late. No early dismissal. Remember, it's Wednesday, so they would normally get out early. That is not happening today. Let's see. Baraboo Community Christian School, 2 hours late. Baraboo St. John's Lutheran is 2 hours late. Baraboo St. Joseph's Catholic, also 2 hours late. That early childhood center is running on its normal hours, though, but school will dismiss today over at St. Joseph's Catholic at 3 o'clock. Columbus Schools, Lodi Schools, Montello Schools, and Partyville Schools, all 2 hours late. Portage, Poinette, Reedsburg, and Sauk Prairie Schools, 2 hours late today as well. Westfield and Weston Schools, also running 2 hours late, and the kids over in the Wisconsin Dells area, sleep in, because you are not having school again today. And of course, if we hear any other cancellations or postponements, we'll be happy to pass those along. But that's what we have as of right now. So a little extra sleep this morning. Get the kids up, get them ready to go, feed them their breakfast, and they can help you shovel out the driveway, because you're probably going to need a little extra help this morning.
Yeah, it's true. And by the way, thank you to the city crews that are plowing doing a diligent job.
They're working their behinds off is what's happening. And I don't envy them, because the roads aren't in great condition right now, at least not out here at Goose Poop Pond. Now, I'm not going to speak for all the roads, because I haven't been on the main highways. I don't know what the side streets are like, but boy, oh boy, I'm glad I don't have to go anywhere this morning on the Goose Poop Pond roads. I mean, what happened was is they came through early yesterday and they plowed. I don't know how it is everywhere else, but they plowed out here pretty early and then they let everything just fall. Well, what happened is people kept driving through it. So they made tracks, and those tracks are now pure ice underneath, which is really, really fun. And then there's a bunch of snow built up on the top. And if you've moved this snow, you know that it's already a pretty wet, heavy, slushy snow with a little fluff on the top from last night when it was falling late. But it's not fun walking out here right now, let me tell you. So I'll be happy when they come through maybe sometime later today and they clear out our roads, because they're not great out here. That's for sure. So hopefully everybody's enjoying better road conditions than we have on Goose Poop Pond at this very minute. I don't even know really who plows our roads, quite honestly. Corey and I were having this discussion yesterday. He's like, who takes care of the roads out here? And because we're in a township, so I don't know if the township has their own plow, if we get a plow from Rock Springs, because we're technically the city of Excelsior where we're at. I don't know if we get something from Reedsburg, if it's a county thing. I don't know. Somebody eventually plows our roads, eventually being the key word, but I'm not exactly sure who it is. They're stealthy like that, Finn. They come through when I'm not paying attention, and then I never get to actually see what the truck says. But hopefully somebody comes through later today. And I know they're trying to get to everything as quickly as possible. Yeah. It's a lot of work to clear that many streets. That's
sure
for sure.
Is.
It's a lot of snow to move right now, too. I don't even know what our official count was. Somewhere just over 6 inches right here in this particular area. And I know a couple places to the north of us got right around 8 inches. But 6 seemed to be kind of the norm. Unless you went way up north, where like in Green Bay, they only experienced about an inch or two of snow, which, I mean, lucky them. I mean, they're not hardly doing anything today. There's no shoveling involved hardly in that area. But It's the calm before the storm, because technically there's another after the storm, before the storm. How do we word that one? I'm not sure. It's confusing,
right?
Because there's another
the
one coming.
In
I know
the
there's
of
another
storms.
One coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if this other one's supposed to drop as much snow, though. I haven't heard, and Corey hasn't given me any official totals. So I'll keep bugging him about that as he does his forecasting, because, well, inquiring minds want to know. We want to know exactly what we're in for if later this weekend. And then it sounds like maybe potentially we have another shot for some snow early next week. And then the temperatures, if you've been paying attention to the forecast, they're going to plummet. I mean, we're talking like 11 next week as highs, which is, that's just bad dog walking weather is what that is.
Doesn't make it easy for sure.
No, it doesn't. Now, let me ask you, are Theo and Sunset loving the snow, or are they just like, forget this, I'm not going out there? How do they react when there's this much snow on the ground?
Generally speaking, they love when there's snow on the ground. But for the first time this year, they had their sweaters on.
How did that go? Because so I know they're not fans.
Well, here's the thing. Theo's fine. He's pretty much fine with any. He doesn't care. You know,
sure.
I mean, he's got his job he's got to do, and he has to get out. He doesn't care what you put on it.
Sure.
The other one. The look of humiliation.
Yes,
and
I know it well.
She is not happy with it. And they're hilarious. I mean,
they're
just
adorable.
Look, they're adorable and yet hilarious when you see them just trotting through the snow with their little sweaters on.
Yes. I know the humiliation look well. I know it well, because here's the thing with Aspie. Now, the humiliation look is hilarious to me. I try to like be compassionate towards her, because it's the going over the head thing that she really, really hates.
Yeah.
If we could get her coat on her without it going over her head, she would be fine. But then she does this dodge and weave thing, which makes it all the harder and takes all the longer, and then she hates it more. And I was like, if you would just sit still, this would take like 12 seconds and we'd be done. But instead, you have to dodge and weave me the entire time.
Uh-huh.
So once we get it on, she literally just hangs her head. And then she just looks up at you with these big eyes like, really? This is what we're doing today? Now, we remind her that we wouldn't do this if it wasn't for her own protection. And even Corey yesterday was like, seriously? We're just trying to keep you warm. Mm-hmm. What is with this sad, pathetic Sarah McLachlan, Edie Falco look on the face? And then we get the boots on, and she's not very happy about that. Now, once she gets outside, it's a whole nother story, because we're walking, there's sniffs, and she forgets she even has anything on.
Oh.
We get back inside to undress, and it's the same look. It's like, really, why are you taking all of your stuff off first when I am sitting here like this poor, humiliated puppy, and you are undressed and I am not? Well, because I'm dripping. I am dripping wet because of all of the snow that has fallen on me. So let me get dry and then I can get you dry. So I know that look of humiliation well, very, very well. Now, I didn't realize Aspie was such a zoomier in the snow until yesterday. I don't remember her zooming in the snow like she did yesterday. There was one point when we were walking, I just dropped her 10-foot lead and let her go in the ditch because she was having so much fun. But she wasn't really leaving that far from me, but she was spinning up dirt. She was had all the snow flying. She was digging little tunnels in it. She was, oh my gosh, we were spinning in it. We were just having a blast. Rolling in it, we were doing all of it. So I just dropped her lead and I'm like, you go for it. Because I knew too, she knows stop and wait. So if she gets too far from me, I can just say stop and she immediately stops in her tracks. Which is good, because she zoomied and played so hard a couple times, she made her rope, like the little hook on it, come off of her collar. She was playing so hard in the snow. So we had to use stop and wait a couple of times. But multiple times we went out there yesterday. In fact, our first go around, Finn, we were out there for almost an hour and a half while she just zoomied around in the snow, and she had the best time ever. And it was great, because then she came in and we got her undressed and she ate her afternoon meal, and then she took the longest nap ever.
A tired dog is a happy owner.
It's just like when my kids were little and I would put them down for a nap for a day after a play in the snow. I was like, oh, yes, now we have quiet for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But no, she took a really, really long nap yesterday. So I don't know if your dogs had that much fun, but Aspen was loving the snow. We'll see what happens when she has to potty and it's touching her belly, though. That's a whole nother story.
She's not a fan.
No, it's like last night even there was a couple places where she wanted to go potty, but it was touching her tail when she'd squat down to do her thing. And as soon as it would touch her tail, she'd spring up like somebody pinched her behind, and then we'd have to go find a new place. So, yeah, we're not a fan of snow touching different areas. I can't blame her. I'm sure it's pretty cold,
can't
right?
Be too comfortable, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine that that's comfy at all. So once we found our place, we were good, but we had to go for the shallow areas of snow, which a little harder to find right now with 6 inches of snow on the ground, but we may do, let's put it like that. Now Theo and Sunset are a little taller, so I'm assuming they don't have that type of trouble unless we get like feet of snow at a time, not like,
well,
Aspen does.
Sunset has a problem with everything. I mean, I love her, but
Sunset.
I mean,
maybe her sweater isn't blingy enough. We know she's a little bit of a diva.
Maybe she
needs more sparkle or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'd be happier with that. Who knows? Oh, Sunset.
Now, she's something.
Besides dog sweaters and watching it snow yesterday, anything else exciting in the Finn household?
Yeah, there were fewer dog walks yesterday just because there was more shoveling that had to be done than dog walks. So other than that, pretty much, and then our son wanted to go out for a walk later on. So, I mean, I was kind of exhausted by the end of the day with shoveling and a few walks. And
it's not a lot of snow to tromp through.
Yeah, I started working on another script for another one of our shows. So I'm trying to write about 100 words a day.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's okay. That's a decent way to start. And
that's right.
So we'll see how it goes. And but the ideas are starting to roll around. And I'm starting to write that down. And then, oh man, Maddie, I went down such a serious rabbit hole yesterday because as you know, I'm trying to distract myself from the season premiere of True Detective, which is Sunday, and the days, I'm counting down the days.
You're getting closer. You're almost there.
A little
closer.
I'm almost there. Sunday at 8 on Max, by the way. but I have a whole bunch of DVDs and Blu-rays of Queen in concert, various performances, you know, over the years, and their music videos and everything. I got so caught up in just Queen music yesterday.
Oh, isn't it
awesome?
Watching
performances and music videos and stuff, and wow, it was a lot of. I actually was distracted for a while, so that was cool.
Well, that's good. That was less shoveling, less dog walking, and less snow stomping. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Now we're actually planning on, or at least we're going to try, because Mother Nature and all. But our goal would be to get to the IMAX film of the Queen Montreal concert that's coming out.
Yeah,
it's January 18th through the 21st. That's going to be in IMAX theaters. It's all been digitally remastered. They've worked with some of their archivists as well as some of the some different producers. I was reading about it the other day. And so they've digitally remastered this specifically for IMAX. And so I'm very, very excited. Dexter wants to go with us. So I'm stoked about that because he does love Queen. Not maybe as much as Nirvana, but he does love himself some good Queen as well. So he's going to actually go with us. And we're hoping to Mother Nature holds out so we can actually get to an IMAX film, probably in Madison, so we can go see that one next weekend. So that's kind of our hope and goal, because that is an amazing show. And we've seen that concert on different, you know, just documentaries, and we've seen it on DVD. But to see it on IMAX with that sound around you, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I'm very, very excited. Surprisingly, if you are going to plan on doing that because you love Queen, there's a lot of tickets available. So I don't know if it's a thing of people or just don't know about it, or if they're holding out to see what day they want to go or what, because there's only a couple showings each day of it. And so basically, as of right now, you have your pick, or if people are going to really buy their tickets this next week, I don't know. But Corey and I are going to get ours with Dexter, and so we can go see that. So I don't know if my husband's as stoked as I am, but
he's not a Queen fan.
He is a Queen fan, but my husband is more of the mind frame, can't we just find this on like YouTube somewhere and watch it here? Well, yes, yes, we probably could, but that would not be as much fun as Freddie Mercury, like as big as he's going to be on an IMAX film. And yes, my husband has amazing speakers at our house that will rattle the windows and maybe the squirrels out of our roof because they're back with the snow. But it's not the same as like the ground shaking under your feet when you're watching an IMAX film. It's just not, right? And to see Queen at the height of their careers doing what they did best with Freddie Mercury as the front man, I'm very excited. I'm actually very excited to go see it. So it, well, it should be a good time.
If Mother Nature doesn't hold out, you can just watch it at home.
I know. You know, that's what we talked about. That's probably what we'll
sound
do.
System. What a phenomenal band. I mean,
I know.
Freddie Mercury was amazing.
Right.
And a few years ago, I interviewed Dave Clark. Yes. That Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five. And he and Freddie were friends. And he had uncovered a lost Freddie Mercury Queen song years ago. I think it was called Time or Time Will Wait, something like that. And in the interview, he was talking about one of the things that always amazed him about Freddie Mercury was how he had perfect pitch. And he did. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, and along with Freddie Mercury being this phenomenal vocalist, you had these musicians in this band who were just amazing. I mean, I love Led Zeppelin. Okay.
Yep.
But Queen was another one of those bands that you had a rhythm section of John Deacon and Roger Taylor on, you know, Roger Taylor on drums, John Deacon on bass.
Yep.
They were phenomenal. Brian May was an incredible guitarist, and just what a fantastic band. You know, I mean, what other band could make a theme song for a cheesy movie like Flash?
Right.
And actually sell it. I mean, they their convictions were there.
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. And, you know, that's the one thing, too. That's the one thing about Queen. And I think that's why some people either love them or hate them, at least in my opinion, when I've talked to people. Because some of their stuff was a little over the top. It was maybe considered to be cheesy. It was maybe considered to
bombastic,
be. Exactly. Yeah. But that was Freddie Mercury. That's who he was. Watch him on stage. You weren't going to get something boring and mundane with Freddie Mercury writing lyrics and coming up with sound, right? You weren't going to get that because he was exactly as their music was. I mean, look at Bohemian Rhapsody for just a moment. I mean, that song encapsulates him watching him on the stage from the highs to the lows to the fast to the slower parts of it. It all encapsulates Freddie Mercury. And so to me, that's always what Queen's music has been about, really just their own voice and being exactly who they were and who Freddie Mercury was. And the rest of them, they loved him because he was bombastic, right? I mean, that's why the band loved him. They he was over the top and they knew it, and they knew they needed a front man like that. And they also knew that there wasn't anybody who could command an audience like Freddie Mercury could.
Boy, I mean, he couldn't do that.
I mean, I don't know if there's anybody else in this particular day and age who can command an audience the way Freddie Mercury could. Taylor Swift, maybe she can get her audience to do a whole lot of things, but she can't get them all to be in harmony all at the same time with all eyes continually fixed on her, right? I mean, and she's good, don't get me wrong, I'm not taking anything away from her live show credits, but Freddie Mercury, he could just grab you. I mean, he could just literally grab you with one word and that was it, and that's all you needed to be enthralled with everything they were doing on stage.
And from the very moment he would step on stage, from that exact moment, that he just owned that stage.
That's because he always came on and he commanded it. Even if he just walked on the stage without any of the Freddie Mercury pomp and circumstance around him, right?
Yeah.
Because there was always a lot of Freddie Mercury pomp and circumstance, which is why we loved him, right?
Yeah.
But even if he just walked out there like he did at Live Aid, jeans and a white tank top, he didn't have to say a word. You just knew he was there, and you were ready to see whatever he was going to do on stage. And that's one heck of a performer if he can walk out with wings and feathers and boas and all of that and grab the audience that way, but then turn around and walk out in jeans and a white tank top too, you know, and have the same effect on the audience. So that's one heck of a performer when they're able to go from one extreme to the other and still grab the audience in the same exact way. So,
and you know, I think he's also kind of an underrated piano player.
Oh, because my gosh, he was so good.
Yeah.
He was a fantastic piano player, yes.
I mean, I don't know if he was in the same tier as maybe Elton John, but he was a really phenomenal piano player.
He could tickle the ivories and make it all right. Sure. You know, he could definitely do that. Yeah. We've got to talk about this forecast right now, Finn, because, well, we know that the winter storm warning is over and everybody's just kind of settling in with the reality that, yes, there is a lot of snow. Now, I know our winter weather enthusiasts out there were so excited. Our snowmobilers, our skiers, they were loving this weather yesterday. So, yes, we will let you have your moment in time. Because the rest of us want to see it gone. But we'll let you guys have your moment in time because I'm sure you're enjoying this. Cloudy today with some light snow this afternoon, 30 for a high. Now, that snow is going to continue through this evening, maybe another inch or so on top of what we already have, down to 22 tonight. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 for a high. And then Friday is when we can see more snow, and that's going to continue into Friday night and, of course, into Saturday morning. We'll keep you updated on all the latest with that particular system. Right now, it is 31. 7:32 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us halfway through another work week, which means, yes, we are getting ready for another weekend. And boy, after yesterday and all this snow, we kind of deserve it. Here's Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Every day needs to start out with some Michael Jackson. It just makes everything better, I think. It is 7:37 right now. And, you know, Finn, we were talking about the dogs in the snow a little while ago. And about how Sunset, well, she doesn't really like her sweater. Theo, he's fine as long as he gets to, you know, go do what Theo loves to do. Aspie, well, she doesn't really love this, doesn't really love the coats and the boots either, but as soon as she gets them on, she's fine. And so I thought this was pretty appropriate based on that conversation, because there was a scene in the movie 101 Dalmatians where the people walking their dogs look and act like them. And it turns out that you can see this in real life as well. In fact, 2/3 of pet owners think that their cat or their dog is like a 4-legged version of themselves with similar personality traits. Now, I don't protest quite as much as Aspie does when somebody tells me I have to get a coat on. Maybe when I'm taking her for a walk and I'm bundled up to the point where I can't move my arms, but, you know, nobody loves this time of year when it's that cold out. Now, 1/3 even think that they look like their pet in certain ways, like maybe the same hair, eye color, or even body type. People with cats were even more likely to agree with this sentiment. 70% of cat owners think they share traits with their pet compared to 63% of dog owners. Aspie's nothing like me at all. She's a little sassy, and that's about it. Otherwise, she's way too exuberant about things like snow and fuzzballs, and right. That's, you know, I don't get that excited about those things. And as far as body type, no, she's got these long, long legs, and she's full muscle and everything. No, not even close. Not even close. Now, here are some of the top personality traits that we think we have in common with our pets. So the first one on the list is that you both like long walks. Do we actually like long walks as dog owners? Because I would say that some days I would be happy with a jaunt around the block, and that would be about it.
Yeah.
But you and I both know that's not going to fly, right?
I mean, the first walk is fine, but after that, then it's a little redundant.
See, I just take Aspie on one massive long one and get it over with during the day, and then we play hide and seek with her at night to kind of wear her out and stimulate her brain a little bit. Going on hikes is another one, and I would say I probably prefer hikes more than Aspen does, only because she is not allowed to get off the trails and go do exactly what she wants on a hike, which is rouse up all the critters, because now she's figured out how to catch mice, which is not a great trait for a dog to have, let me tell you.
And that is the worst for them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they want to get out there.
Right.
Every time I open up the back door to let them out into the backyard, Theo runs, he dashes out of the door like he's prepping for this massive, I don't know, some type of battle action that's going to go.
And then he realizes he can't go further than the fence.
he knows there's squirrels out there, you know, and sometimes there is a squirrel in the backyard, and it's so hilarious because he just dashes out of the back door ready for action, and he doesn't even know which direction he's going to go in, but he knows he's going to be going in a certain direction once he gets out of the back door. And then the squirrel will immediately head to the tree. Mm-hmm. And then there's Theo, you know, up against the tree.
Yeah.
You know, oh, man. Ugh, right. Curses.
Yes.
Curses.
Foiled again. I've seen that look. And my favorite is she's really fast. Aspen's really fast. So bunnies and squirrels, you're on your own, because you better be able to get through the hole quickly. Yeah. You better be able to jump to a branch, because she will get you. She has learned to snuffle out mice from the grass. Don't ask me how she got this, where she learned how to do it. She is a snuffler. And so now when we go on walks, if we're in ditches, all of a sudden I'll hear ee, 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 and I'll look down and she'll have a mouse trapped. And I'll be like, seriously, what are we doing? Because she snuffled it out of the grass and those tall weeds and things. And now she's figured out how to do it. And as we've talked, she's a terrier. So she's an efficient little huntress is exactly what she is. And she's so proud of herself. And I'll tell her to drop it and she'll drop it. And then we move on. But the whole way her tail's wagging, it's straight up in the air. She's like, look what I just did. I'm so awesome.
So
look
proud.
At me. Yeah, she's so proud. It's ridiculous. Going on car rides is another personality trait that we we have in common with our pets. Now, I don't know how much Aspen actually enjoys the car, but she tolerates it, right? So she's not like all excited to go on a ride, but if she's in her seat, she can lay down, she can see out her window, she will tolerate the car, but she's not stoked to be in the car. Let's put it like that.
And
but she's a good rider.
Didn't you mention to me that it depends on who's driving?
Yes.
Does she has a different behavior?
Yes.
For,
if yeah. I'm driving, she lays down, she's calm, cool, and collected, or she leans against the seat and just looks out the window or rests her head on the ledge of the door. If Corey's driving, she lays there and pants ferociously, which I totally get. We have that in common. I totally understand how that works. Spending time at the beach is another personality trait that we think we have in common with the dogs, now, or our pets just in general, I should say. Now, I'm not sure... Aspie's never been to a beach. We haven't taken her to a beach yet because every time we take her to, you know, one of the state parks or something like that, it's always overrun or there's a lot of people. I also don't trust her to be off of a leash for very long, right, especially in an atmosphere like that. Now, yesterday I mentioned when we were walking, she was zooming through the ditches, but her 10-foot lead was on her. So if things got too out of whack, I could intervene and grab her. At a beach, it's going to be a little different. I really don't trust her to be around that many people. Because, well, she'd be in your lunchbox, she'd be on your lap, she'd be in your face.
Everywhere.
She would be absolutely everywhere. It'd be ridiculous. A love of peanut butter, another personality trait that we have with our dogs.
Sure.
Aspie's favorite treat. She has her own jars of peanut butter underneath the kitchen sink where all of her stuff is. And she knows those are her jars. And could I please have a little dab on my food? That would be great. Thank you. And she'll even nudge it with her nose. It's hilarious. You both hate mornings is another personality trait that we share with our pets. Now, Aspen is reluctant to get up in the morning. She's definitely not ready when it's time for her to get up, but she gets up willingly, right? Yeah. But she gets up, then she's a little excited, but as soon as she comes back inside from pottying, she eats, and she knows it's time to go in her kennel for the morning show, which is right next to me in our studio, she goes sound asleep again. So I know she'd probably sleep in a little bit longer if she could. I don't think she would probably be up at the before the sun if she had her choice. Her and Corey have that in common. Let me just put it like that. Neither of you likes a change to your routine. Her and I do have that in common.
Yeah.
I am a creature of habit, Finn. I don't know how you are in your house, but I am a creature of habit.
That's the thing. As you're going along through this list, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can see. I don't like my routine broken up either. I like to... Creature of habit, exactly.
They do live in our world, so it would make sense that they start picking up some of the stuff from us and some of these routines and habits from us, right? Because they essentially live in our world. You both enjoy treats. Well, duh. I mean, the only difference there is Aspie's not allowed to have chocolate. If she was, though, kindred spirits on that one. But we'll enjoy a little ice cream cone together every now and then. Let's just put it like that. She has her own, though, by the way.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm not eating off her. She's not eating off mine, although she'd try. You both enjoy warm naps in the sun is another one that we have in common with our pets. I just enjoy a nap in general. It doesn't even need to be a warm one in the sun.
Take what you can get.
I'm not picky. I did take a nap yesterday, by the way. It was snowing. It was windy. Corey was working from home, and it was just quiet in our house. Dexter was in his room working on homework and gaming with some buddies, and I was like, oh, I'm going to lay down. Aspen was quiet, so I did actually do that.
Yeah,
it was
one of those days, for sure.
It was. It just felt like it. Finally, you have a strong distaste for new people or animals in your space. Oh, for sure. Yes, we do. We do have that one in common as well. Now, the poll also looked at the top New Year's resolutions, or as I like to call them, intentions, because that's my new epiphany, that we think our pets would get on board with. The top ones are more exercise, cutting back on the treats. Aspen's never cutting back on her treats, by the way. Eating healthier in general and spending more time outdoors. I think those are all things we could get on board with, right? Maybe not the outdoors right now, unless you are one of those crazy winter enthusiasts. But, you know, I think the rest of it, we could definitely get on board with. Pets and people could benefit from all of those things. Aspen is funny because I don't know how much healthier, though, she could eat. I'm making all of her food now because of her intolerances. I make all of her treats now, too. too. Let me tell you, coconut balls, those are the best thing ever. We call them puppy balls in our house. And if you say puppy ball, she knows exactly what that means. She'll go sit at the refrigerator. She'll stare at the door until you give her a puppy ball. Or if she knows it's bedtime or it's kennel time, she'll go right into her kennel and sit there and then stare at you until you give her her puppy ball, because she knows exactly what that means. So, oh my gosh.
With sunset at 2 o'clock every afternoon, she will come and find you and then just plop herself down in front of you and just stare you down.
Yes. That's must be calm time.
But you know what? We have evolved now because everybody in the household was so tired of the pools of drool.
Yes.
That we would get with the Kong. So now we have those mats.
Oh, lick mats.
These mats, with the little grooves best. And everything. Mm-hmm. And it actually takes them longer. Because
do you freeze them?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because even when I would freeze the Kongs, they would rifle through those things. I don't know how. And Theo, this is actually what I have in common with Theo, is he wolfs down his food like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. I mean, you put his food down and it can't be good for him because he just rifles through it so fast. Yep. But yeah, now we got the mats and that seems to be working better.
Lick mats are great. Snuffle mats are good too. Aspie loves a good snuffle mat. But during the day, I stick with the Kong because I can put her in her kennel. That's her quiet time. And that's the point of the day if I have a lot of stuff to do, because I love that she follows me everywhere. But let's face it, sometimes that's kind of a pain when you're in a hurry, right? Because she's just right there. And so that's also the point of the day where either if I don't have anything left to do, I will sit down for an hour or so because she's quiet for a while, or I will go get a bunch of stuff done that I know she's going to follow me with and just be a pain, or try to take socks out of laundry baskets or all of that. So I'll get all of that done while she's got her Kong for like an hour and a half in her kennel. And there are some days when she doesn't nap at all. There are some days when she is just up all the time and she absolutely doesn't nap. As much as she napped yesterday, today will probably be one of those days where she's up the whole time. Yeah. So it's a nice little quiet time for her as well. Even if she's not sleeping, it's kind of like what I used to do with my kids. You lay down here, you watch a couple episodes of your favorite show or you watch your favorite movie, and you don't have to go to sleep. It's fine, but you're going to be quiet for a little bit and you're going to settle down just for a little bit. It's the same concept, Finn. I mean, I use a lot of the same parenting tools on my dog that I used on my kids. And it works. It works because sometimes, I mean, I need a break from her too. You can only throw the stuffed dragon so many times during the day before you're like, God, why am I still doing this? I have other stuff to do, right? Uh-huh. You can only listen to that squeak behind you so many times before you're like, oh, I have so much other stuff to do right now.
Right.
And I want to indulge her and I want to play with her, but I can't. If I could just sit down on the floor and play with her for 24 hours a day, she would be so happy. She'd be so happy, but realistically, as pet owners, we know you can't do that, right? There's
like
other
toddlers.
Stuff you have to do. Yes, they essentially are. So that is Aspie's quiet time, Kong time. Now, it's the grossest sound you'll ever hear in the world, and I'm sure you can attest to this. It just disgusts Corey to no end. When he's working at home, he actually has to bring all of his stuff downstairs because he cannot stand to listen to the snorfling and the slurping that happens with the Kong.
That's the way our son is. He can't tolerate it at all. And, you know, I mean, it is kind of frustrating. It's cute when they follow you around everywhere.
Sure.
It sure
annoying.
Is cute, but it's frustrating. As soon as I grab my jacket,
they'll
get in my way. And it's like, okay, so I understand you're excited. We're going to go for our first walk of the day, but you're slowing me down here.
Yeah.
We're not going to get outside any faster with you. I mean, and with two of them, it's like you practically trip over them. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
We're not going to get out there faster if you cling to me, okay?
Right. And Aspie's notorious for going right between my legs. She weaves in and out, which is not, when I'm carrying laundry baskets and stuff, it is not good. And there are times when if I really, really hurt, she actually gets in trouble because I'm so scared I'm going to fall either on her or for myself because everything is hurting so badly that day. And when things hurt like that, I just don't have the balance and the stability that I normally do, which is why I'm working on making everything stronger because I know these things. things. And so when she gets between my legs and she starts weaving, though, I'm like, no. We can't do this today. Yeah. We can't. And I'm always in a hurry, and I also don't want to step on her and hurt her either, right? I'm always trying to get a bunch of stuff done, and I know there's going to be a time I'm going to break a paw because I'm not going to mean to, but she's going to be right there, and then I'm going to accidentally step on her. So sometimes I just need her to just chill out. Just a little bit. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we have some more light snow coming our way late this afternoon into this evening. Temperature's going to stay in the 30s. Sean Cable's going to tell us what to expect over the next few days in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. On Friday, we have a drop-off day for a January farm consignment auction. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, trailers, vehicles, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden equipment, and much more. The drop-off is at our Reedsburg Auction Facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. That's this Friday. Next week, on Tuesday, we have the Irene Boozer Estate Button Collection Auction. Very large auction featuring collectible buttons. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Then on Thursday of that week, we have the Lowell Stevenson Estate Auction featuring trains, antiques, and collectibles. That catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. For more information, visit our website. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Weather canceled or postponed all the events from a day ago, and with a quiet Wednesday as usual, action will hopefully get back going again tomorrow. Check out the schedules for the local area teams to see when the postponed events from last night will be played. Tonight, the Badger men's basketball team is going to be on the road as the number 15 team in the nation will travel to Ohio State, looking to stay unbeaten in the Big Ten. 7:30 is going to be the tip-off for that contest. Badgers 11-3 for the season. Ohio State is 12-3, but 2-2 in the Big Ten. Bucks with another day off today. They'll be back on the court tomorrow at home hosting the Boston Celtics. 6:30 the tip-off TNT again. That's going to be tomorrow night. And we'll get a first look at the Packers injury report as they're getting set for their wild card matchup on Sunday in Dallas versus the Cowboys. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur was asked about the intensity of postseason play.
Yeah, I just think that every play is you can't take a play off. I mean, not that we ever want that, but I just think the intensity of the game is heightened. Every play is, guys are straining, and just from my experiences in the playoffs, and it's just everything's heightened.
And Matt LaFleur was asked about the fact that the Packers had to play so well down the stretch to make the postseason. That's kind of had the feel of playoff action already for his young team.
Like, I think we've been going through this the last few weeks. We knew what was at stake. The last 3 weeks basically have been playoff games for us. And so really it's the next opportunity.
Again, the Packers at Dallas against the Cowboys, 3:30 on Sunday. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 30 for a high. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. More snow this evening. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down late tonight. Our low 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. Do you need help with back taxes? Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. 99.7.
7:56 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Here is Prince and I Would Die for You on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's just before 8 o'clock. In fact, it is basically 8 o'clock at this point. I'm running behind again today, Finn, but we've had so much stuff to talk about between weather, school cancellations, the puppies, the kitties, all of that. We've been a little busy here this morning, and now we have to celebrate birthdays and maybe an anniversary or two. And before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we will remind you that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us right now, 355-9970. That is the number for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. And we've got a big list of celebrities, so we're going to just get right into it. Renee Rapp, who is Regina George in the Mean Girls musical, which hits theaters Friday, she is celebrating her 24th birthday. Speaking of musicals, and we